Maybe I should, should mention to you, I just neglected yesterday, I forgot to mention, when the Gemara of the Derash Adam writes a Leilach Levita Maisai, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, I think it's Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Rambam says that sometimes a person could get himself in such a rut that it's impossible for him to get out of it. Sometimes a person, because of his avarice, could mess up so badly that he can't get out of it. And he says, that's Chad, by Yachbed Leif Parai. And Parai had done so many avarice that it wasn't something special by Parai. It's the way the Rabbi Shalom runs the world, that a person can destroy himself so much by doing avarice that ultimately he can't. It'll be impossible for him to correct it later. That's what says the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. No, it's true. And the tmiyah on that is that the Gemara seems to say that always the Derash Adam writes a Leilach Levita Maisai. It's always possible to get out of it. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam says it anyway. The Rambam says
that.
Need you to watch the Rambam. We can try to figure out what the Rambam means. But the Rambam, the words say that that a person can't get out of it. The way that Eliyahu is a nice piece in Parshas, I guess in Parshas 5, Vayachbed Leif Parai, is a nice piece on this Rambam. He's Matzmi on the Rambam. How can it be that a person could be alive who doesn't have a choice? So he says, the Rambam is describing a punishment. And sometimes someone does so many avarice that his einish is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vayachbed Levi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes his heart that he can't pull out of it. So he says that tefillah still works. It means that now he's having an einish. You find that an einish could be removed through tefillah. It's still possible through tefillah for the person to remove the einish. And then he'll be able to get back to his kiyum mitzvahs or his learning or whatever it is that he's doing. He'll be able to crawl out of the rishis. Because tefillah is the way to get out of an einish. But what he gains is he needs a way out with this piece. Yeah. That's not true, because the truth, Rishayim Malayim Charata, Chazal tell us, and we see it, that even the biggest Rishayim are Malayim Charata. They're motivated is a hard word, but they want to get out of it. Rishayim want to get out of it, but they can't bring themselves to do it. It's not easy. The person is affected by what he does. And what he's saying, I think he brings a raya in the way that we are to this, that tefillah is the one way that a person can turn things around. That's the gist of it. I mean, it's a very nice piece if you want to see it inside. What? You could have a rut, and the Rambam's motion is that it's a punishment, and that the Baruch Hu punishes him that he's stuck in this matter. And he can't, he's not going to be able to turn it around. That idea, it's similar to the idea that a person can always have to hear it. What? It's a very long footnote in Parashat Vayi. The way I find it is always flipped. It's only page where there's a footnote that's bigger than the whole piece. Okay. We're up to Plihiba, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbanan. Why it says Dibur Belashon Arza? Achad Amar Mepnei Sheheim. One says because he waited, he should have done it immediately. Achad Amar Mepnei Sheheim Shalter. Because here you have bits of the Torah that was described in Sefer Yeshua. Rabbayim is a Lashon Arabic. Rabbi Yechbev Yeshua said, Bar Ma'ela B'Sekha Teresol, Akim Pligi Bar Yehuda Bar Mechem. What is it referring to? Chara and the Shemayin of Pesukim. The Chara and the Arim Mikwa. What are the Shemayin of Pesukim? So, Bishlom Alamad Yamachas Pesukim, Hainik Sivu Sevet Teresol Akim. The last eight Pesukim of the Chumash. Alamad Yamari Mikwa, Ma'ay B'Sevet Teresol Akim. The Gemara says, Achim Chama, Yechbev Yeshua B'Sifrei says, Bar Ma'ela Aksum B'Sevet Teresol Akim. So we have here a machlokes regarding the last eight pesukim of the Torah. If it seems to be a machlokes if Yeshua wrote them, the last eight pesukim begin with which pasuk? V'yamash Moshe Eved Elokim. So being that it's assumed that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write that while he was alive, right by Yamash Moshe. So therefore, the assumption is at least one man Yama that Yeshua wrote. Where's the other man the Yama hold?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How did he write it if it didn't happen?
Yeah.
You wrote with the mark, but how did he write it if it didn't happen?
Yeah.
See, he writes something that didn't happen yet.
Oh.
That's what you're saying. What? Why not?
Why not
write something that it couldn't happen? What? So he wrote, when did he write this? So why did he doubt so much not to die there if he knew it was already in the book?
He changed.
So it's a terrible time for us to say that would be possible.
Then.
The second one didn't say anything different. I mean, didn't say facts different than the first. But it seems to be that that's the machlokes here. If Moshe Rabbeinu could write something that had not yet taken place.
You say that the
word question. You say to Tzuru Pei, I stand out again, that if there's no problem writing it, then that might be on the phone. It's hard to understand. So why couldn't Moshe write it? Why did Yeshua have to write it? Unless he was trying to scramble it. Maybe if the other man Yama, they want to scramble. You mean if you hold Dama, you scramble. It's Moshe Pesach the Dama, the old Dama. That's not Moshe Shat in the Gemara. Because the Dama Pasha means a tear. It's true that they say the Dama
Pasha.
I've been talking about the Pasha Pshat of the Indian. It seems to be there's a Machlaikis, that something could be written al Shema Asid, or something could not be written al Shema Asid. That seems to be the Machlaikis here, the Tumariyam. The Ramban, in his Agdama, to say to Dvarim, brings this idea. He Ramban, in the beginning of Devarim, asks, where was Chumash Devarim the first of 40 years in the Midbar? Where was Chumash Devarim the 40 years in the Midbar? Well, what happened to Chumash Devarim? So Ramban suggests that it could be that they didn't have Chumash Devarim. Devarim was written at the end of the 40 years, and beforehand there was no, whatever it says in Devarim, they didn't have. In which case, let's say the mitzvah of benching, Berachas Hamadim. So that's in Devarim. So they didn't have a mitzvah of benching in the Midbar. Or a mitzvah of Kiddushin. They didn't have the mitzvah. So they had it, like Avraham Avinu had it, Kodim Shenitna. But they didn't have a Torah that had this parsha. That's what the Ramban suggests in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah. What? Yes, so when it says Moshe Rabbeinu from Saki and Rishon Samazim, so what does that mean? He brings down, Ramban brings down that Gemara, he brings down the Kesha. Ramban brings down this, he brings down Rishon Samazim as an example, and he calls it a double pele, he calls it a Chiddush Nisai. But they got it in the oral way. Before the Tanisha Pesach. I'll complain that the Lamaisa, the Machlokes Rishonim, this Ramban, if all these mitzvahs were given, I think there's a Shubhas HaRadvaz that says that you can't say such a thing. Avad, the whole Torah was brought down at Sinai. So, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the Parshas Kairach before Kairach? I don't know. Well, he did the Parshas Meraglim before the Meraglim, so I'm not sure. But if you hold that way. Kapanim, the Rambam brings down this like the events he wrote, or he didn't write?
He did write.
He wrote them before they happened.
Huh? Well, that's one thing he did write before they happened. Before the mitzvah was here, then we had the mitzvah with the event.
So if you're saying it was given sort of about that, then it was written later. Could be, I don't think he said that. What? That's what the Safi Zaya, that they were called Tzirufei Isis. The letters were mixed, and they became somehow unscrambled. It's Safi Zaya. The Gemara says in Menachis that, and we had him above a bathroom this year, Dr. Tesvav, all the way to the end, that Shmaina Psukim Shabbatayra, Yachid Kaira Isa. Shmaina Psukim Shabbatayra, the last eight words of the Torah, Yachid Kaira Isa. What does that mean, Yachid Kaira Isa? You know, what Rashi learned, it means Yachid Kaira Isa, that there's no Hesapis there. That one person has to get all eight Psukim. You can't make, even if you want to make Hesapis, Simple Torah, and you want to add Aliyah. But those eight last eight Psukim, Yachid Kaira Isa, since Yeshua wrote it, so you don't have my Aliyahs in that. The Mordechai's chat, Yachid Kaira Isa, is just the opposite. Yachid means the Rav, or the Rashiva, or the Abedin. Yachid, a special person, Kaira Isa. The last eight Psukim that Yeshua wrote, Yachid, that's the meaning we have. We call this Pasuk Tyra. Okay? The meaning of Pasuk Tyra, that the Rav or the Rashid, whoever it is, gets Pasuk Tyra. That's where this meaning comes from. That it's a the Marcus Chad and Yachid Kairai son. You had the master with the Night of Yehuda? I'm sure when Baba Basha says not, I told it to you. I had Agma Sefesh from this shul. They used to talk during davening. You couldn't get them to be quiet, among other things. A lot of politics. So one year, someone bought Pasuk Torah and purposely didn't give it to the Rav. He took it himself. So someone went over to the Nevi Yehuda. The Nevi Yehuda was also against the Hasidim. That was also part of his politics. He was against Hasidus. Those of us not going to deal with Hasidim, some of them. So they went up to that unit, they said it to the Zion, someone else bought Pasuk Torah. They said, no, buy us, the Chassid knows the Kalim. So we give the Rav, the Aliyah, the Chassid Torah. And if Sidon, the minute gives the Chassid, doesn't know the Kalim. So they gave it to him, they give an Amara, the Chassid Torah. You know, I should, maybe you need one. But anyway, the Mardechai's sheet is Yach Kairos, that the Gadol does it. And, Rashi and the Mordechai are opposites. Rashi holds that they're less kosher, the last eight psukim. The less kosher, you don't make yourself this. And the Mordechai is fakir. The fact that someone outside of Moshe Rabbeinu could have a yad as a tyra is a chashivus that a kaponim said, this is the machlokes. I saw a nice kashi in a Sefer. He asks, how come it's only the last eight psukim? A few psukim before that, it says, Vayal Moshe, Moshe went up to the mountain. Right? So who wrote those psukim? Like the whole shita that you can't write it ahead of time, that's why Moshe couldn't have a Yom HaShem Moshe. So then who wrote Vayal Moshe Hahar, whatever the last few psukim are there? What happened to those psukim? That I don't know. Why is it starting? Why is only the last 8 psukim? Should be the last, I think, 11 psukim, whatever.
There was not a mountain.
What?
There was not a mountain.
No, but I think it seems personal when we went up with him. Put it on here for you. And the Gemara writer, Sefer Shetofrei the Pishtan, Nigiba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Chadam, Rakasha, Chadam, Rapasel, can you be tight? You know the atzilus between the pieces of cloth. We have a minig that we glue it also. We do both. We have tzilus, which you have to have, and we glue it with a piece of parchment. But the pishta, the tzilus itself, so to my flake is what should be made out of. Kadam akasha, kadam apostle, man yam apostle, sirmati, ezer shemeticha, iskishkara terakul, and so on. Masilah, from the shemesina, I'll tell from the gidin, I've called a type of the gidin. You sew it with the gid of the behemoth shayra. The idach, iskish, with the beticha, lo chais of my iskish. It's iskish that you have to do with something that's kosher, with the beticha, and not something that's not other halakha. I'm Rav, because you know what's filling the Beit Hadidi, I saw my uncle's filling, I think that's a Chia, the Tfir V'Kisna, but let's look at Sarkava say. We are ourselves with Gideon, and I got that the Lachim Mishim Sinai. One of the Psulim people are unaware of, you have to check filling after many years, you can check yourself, and you look at it, the Halach of the Rebu'ah, the Halach in the Gideon. Everybody's filling has 12 holes around the top, the part which is a cube, but it's square, and then under it you have the titura, the part where it sticks out. The titura has a gidden in a square around the titura. You have 12 holes where it goes in and out of the hole. And that is halacha mishum Sinai. It has to be done. The ribua. What happens sometimes with tefillin is that part, when you're looking at the tefillin from above, and here you have the parashiyos, and here you have the 12 holes, right? And what happens sometimes with tefillin, they get a little old. This has to be the ribua. What happens is this hole gets a little bigger. One of the holes. So the gid, you don't really care about the hole, but the gid. Here, the hole is still smaller, the gear is from here to here. So this is not square. The piece of gear from here to here is shorter. Can I be clear about this? No. I mean, the gear is, the gear is only reaches to the edge of the hole. When it's pulled through, the water's going to pull through when the hole gets bigger. They have a way of fixing it. They don't have to redo the filling. It's a way of putting the gidden in, that it stays the full length, but it's like one of those things that is common in old film. Okay. I'll see the Mishnah. Echad Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, Echad Amruv of the Garden, Ve'echad Shavim and Shifasai, Azin Seretzeh. So here we have a Kula. Pashtas, we'll see in the Gemara. Is this a Kula or a Chumra? You have three different kinds of Gedalim. Sai Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, which is a regular Kayan Gadol. Sai Meruba B'Gadim. Meruba B'Gadim, Rashi says, is after Yeshio was a king in Klal Yisrael. He was the last righteous king in Klal Yisrael. After him, there were three more kings, but they were a mess. He died 20-something years before the Korban. And he realized that he would be a Korban, and he was going with the Aron Kodesh and the Shemana Mishcha, among other things. And after him, in those last years, any Kayim was a Meruba B'Gadim. He wasn't, the Shemishcha is not Matthew. He became Kayim Meruba B'Gadim. Be'echat Shavar V'Mshichasai, inside someone who was a temporary, what does Avar V'Mshichasai mean? It means that going to Rashi, it means that they made him Kayan Gadol temporarily, because the real Kayan Gadol was Tame. And then they put the Kayan Gadol back, so he comes, he's called the Kayan Shavar Mishikas, he was a temporary Kayan. He becomes he sort of has his day in the sun, and then he becomes messed up a little. You know why? If you have a Kayan, let's say the Kayan Gadol is Tame. You take someone else to be Kayan Gadol for a week until the Kayan Gadol comes to us. After that week, what happens to him? After that week, to make him a Kayan Hedjit, you can't. Kayan Shvei Marim. So he loses the ability to be a Kayan Hedjit. Now the regular Kayan Gadol comes back, and he's sort of in limbo. I guess until, I don't know, the Kayan Gadol dies, and maybe they'll appoint him, but He's in limbo. So he's called the Kain Sha'avar Mimishikhasa. So all of them are Fimele Suritzeach. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Af Meshuach Mokama Mazda Suritzeach. We have four Hikach and Misev Shokain and Misapnus Mamichia. The Ksuas Kadesh Le Yisbaba B'nei Shemusa. Why the mothers of the Kainim? Why not the Kainim themselves? The Kain doesn't sell. He needs to be halacha. Tvayda yishol kula gedayma. He shouldn't have to come on to finish his day. Somebody's in danger of killing you, and you're busy. You find time to. You send somebody to food for him. You find it.
Why?
Wait, the wife. Yeah, cash. If I stick the wife, that's more money. The mother has more money than the wife. Is that true? Why would Hashem listen to such a thing? Yeah. Why would Hashem listen
to such a thing?
I will see it in a minute. There's a Ramban. The Ramban is a kasha on Rashi. Rashi learns Merubah Begadim. Mishloach Lechama is up to Yeshiyahu's time, and Merubah Begadim is after Yeshiyahu's time. So the Ramban in Chumash is a kasha. The Gemara later asks if he needs Mishas Kulan to go out or not. Do all three have to die? Or just one of the three. So, by faith, it's possible to have all of them together. How could you have all three together? If one is before Yeshiyahu's time, one is after Yeshiyahu's time. So, when you have, how do you have all three together? Cool one. What? So, you have one in limbo, and you have to have two more. If the three are together.
Yes.
You have all three. So the regular kind of dies. You had a Meshuach that's Avraham Mishichasai, and now you have a Merubah Begadim. You have Merubah Begadim, you have Avraham Mishichasai, but you don't have Meshuach. You have Meshuach that's Avraham, but you don't have Meshuach that's present. So Ram asks this kasha, the Ramban answers, he says, Pshat different than Rashi. He says, Merubah Begadim is on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, first Mishnah Yuma says they prepared another Kohen Gadol, Shem Yara by Psul, that if the regular Kohen Gadol became puff on Yom Kippur, he would fill in. He says, that Kohen Gadol filled in on Yom Kippur, they didn't do Mashiach on Yom Kippur. Why they didn't, I don't know. He says, they didn't do Mashiach on Yom Kippur. So Merubah Begadim is even before Yeshiyahu. A Merubah Begadim is a Kayin who fills in on Yom Kippur. He's a Merubah Begadim. And that's how you can have it. You can have Avraham Mishichasa, you can have Merubah Begadim, and you can have a kind of a Meshuach.
You can go back to the No.
So you have all three. So, this is the Ramban's parents. So the problem is, the Ramban's terrace doesn't seem to answer the kasha. Still, how could you have all three? Still, you can have a Merubah Begadim, and at the time you have the Merubah Begadim, you don't have the Meshuach, because the Meshuach is Avar. Or you could have a Meshuach, and not a Merubah, then the Merubah Begadim is Avar. But it doesn't really explain how you have two kinds of Gedayim at the same time. It seems that the Ramban is trying to answer how you can have two kinds of Gedayim at the same time. So how do you have that? How does that answer the question?
The normal
Elomai, what?
The normal is working on
So he remains a kind of what you have to say. In the Imre B'Yamin, he says this, and I remember seeing it in the Mikdash David as well, that the kind of roof of the garden lies with a din, the kind of does not fight with kippah, lies with a din kind of garden. He remains with a din kind of garden. Not like Avar Mishikasai. And that's it, that's too kind of good time. Now let's see the Gemara. Anani Mili, Amra Kana Damakura, Tzitzokim, the Yeshabad Maisakan Gadol, Tzitzi Yibek Mavati Yeshabad Maisakan Gadol, the Tzitzakan Maisakan Gadol. The Yudhi Tzitzakan Gadol, the Lashavis Beres Ad Maisakai, eat up, it's like Tzitzakan Gadol, Chad Mahamaki. The Tzitzakan the same Shokayim, Talmud Lay Masmo, Masmo Maisi, Maksim, Tzipa Lanut, Kidra Lauf, can't kill last Chinam, by Savai. That a Kuala doesn't affect the person. There is a time in the kind of that he should have doubted in that these things shouldn't happen in his generation. What should the kind of government have done? Another saying, Shem Nosin. Shem marries Dina, Umagvoi Gazir, and everybody else has to do Bismillah. So it's not right. So Amalek was Sabbath, Pirkei Dulav, Shmiel, Yishayim, Lebak, Yishrach, Matai, Vilay, Dikshu. Yahu, Dahu, Gavit, Akhle, Ari, Ariyei, Ben, Rechai, Plasa, Parasi, Minayim, Ben, Yishu, Ben, Leidi, Leishtel, Ben, Yal, Vadei, Plasa, Yayi. It doesn't answer the question why Hashem listens to such tefillahs. It answers that he could have deserved it. One thing we see from this Gemara, and the Rashba says this in the Sefer Sukkah, that when we say Kilolas Klola Afilolas Nayuba Klola Achinamuba, it's only if the person has some tesar. Stam a Klola where there's no marking for a Nainish, it's not true that a Klola has an effect. I don't know, with the Mashal HaKadmaini, how else to chant? If we learn the Mashal HaKadmaini, that people who kill B'Shaigei kill people that deserve Nisa. Right? People who kill B'Shaigei kill people that deserve Nisa. So the Kohen Gadol should die that people that deserve Nisa can get Nisa? The time on it? No? Know what this Gemara seems to be saying? From the Mashal HaKadmaini we saw, that someone who kills the Shaigei kills someone who deserves Nisa. So why should the Kohen Gadol daven that he shouldn't be killed? So why should the Kohen Gadol daven for that? You mean the fact that people die, he doesn't have to daven for. But then what about the lion? And Gemara says, Yahoo, that the lion ate him up. So it could be Takadavin, that no one should kill him B'Shaigei, so the lion kill him.
Maybe Davin should be killed for B'Shaigei.
What?
Davin
should be killed for B'Shaigei.
Davining?
No, people should kill B'Shaigei. Yes, and I want to rise from the lion that ate up this person. I raped Shulman Levy.
Didn't Davin,
no. What?
Didn't Davin, no, people should be...
And people deserve to be killed shouldn't get killed. I see supposed to doubt anything that people deserve to be killed shouldn't be killed. That's true. Itamu Chatoyim Olay Chaitim. This is the same as Gemara. That's why
the
guy
that killed somebody.
Right.
It's not the first guy. The guy that killed
the neighbor. So maybe he was a style. You mean, if he would have been expelled that the first person killed the major wouldn't kill, then it would never come out that the one that killed B'Shaigei would kill. So that's interesting. What? Well, it's always a question of how a person could die to someone else in Yerushalayim. It's a tough question, but it seems from Chazal that it's possible to die for that. How can I doubt that someone else should be stronger than Yerushalayim? Could you doubt such a thing? What? If you want to kill him, you not well. If you want to, stay, if a person decides to do an aveira, Hashem can still stop him. Not everybody chooses to do an aveira to do the aveira. Question is, no. What we're trying to answer is why. What the kohen goes to the davening for? I'm saying now the kohen goes to the davening that it shouldn't come to a situation where a person kills the shaykh. Because the kohen goes just one day when it happens. This person killed the nazis on the previous kohen goes term. Maybe it won't work. What? The what? Okay. Oh, wait. Yeah. Not every time it was. Not every time it was. So how did we see that skill doesn't really help either? You said that there was a time for shaking. Now you know why Eliyahu Navi doesn't come to us tonight. People dying for it. I wanted to get to the next Gemara. Right, let's see. I assume you're all familiar with this Gemara, that when David was digging the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, which is itself a Chiddush, because David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but he built the foundation, Kafa Tahayma. So the Tahayim came up, by with Mishta Feva Alma, and wanted to put the world in danger. Omer, Mahu Lichtai Shema Chaspa, Mishti B'Tahayma. So like what do you What is the deal? He knew, I don't know, but he knew that the refuah for the Tahayim is to write Hashem's name on a piece of chaspa, a piece of clay, and throw it into the Tahayim, and that will stop the Tahayim. Like the Amalei Nidi. Amar, Kalei Yedea Davazeva, Enei, Amar Yechanek the Grainai. Oh, so Chitepa gets here. That's a Chitepa Kalbachayim about. So then a Chitepa spoke up, and he said, Malas Yisrael Minish Lishvayim Etayrash, we should have said the Kedushim Chashayim Chalamayim, So this is the story, and what's the obvious kasha on the story? Why was David Sufik? I mean, to quote the fascists, why was David Sufik? There are three mitzvahs that are Yad Vayava. And erasing Hashem's name is not one of the three mitzvahs that are Vayava. What was David Sufik? So there are two halachic discussions that have to do with this Gemara, and each of them has its own arichus and its own makim, but let's at least mention it. One mahalach is that there's a machlokes rishayim regarding what they call refuah segulis. Refuah segulis means a refuah that is a schooler. Doesn't make sense, but it's a schooler. Let's say somebody is not well, he's a chashish b'sakana. He wants to do a type of refuah which is not the derech hateva. Is he allowed to do an aveira in order to get that refuah? An example is a ma'aseh shehayah with a person who was dying. And it was Shabbos. And he said to write a letter to my Rebbe in the next town, he should daven for me. And this was a big tumult in Europe. The Rav in that place, Paskin, that they were allowed to have a guy write, a good idea, write a letter and bring it to the Rav. It was the Belzer Rebbe of the, goes back to Shlomo Kugel's time, over 100 years ago. And he wrote him a letter that he should daven for. It's called the refuah segulis. That means you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to bring a medicine, but you're allowed to bring be mechal Shabbos to do a refuah segulis, such a refuah. So the Rambam says that it's awesome. And the Ramban seems to hold that it's mutter. It's not clear in the Ramban. It's machlokes in Yuma that Pei Gimel. If you're allowed to do a refuah segulis, a refuah which is not a physical refuah. So, the Klichemda, the Parshas Pinchas, and Rishon Kluga in the Tuftan Vidas, one of the Svarim, Chelak Aleph Tshuva Rishon Kess, they learned that that was David HaMelech Safek. Throwing chaspa in to stop the water from rising is a Rafus Gulis. It's not a logical thing that it works, but it works in a supernatural way. Are you allowed to do a Rafus Gulis that involves Shul Shabbos, or in this case that involves erasing Hashem's name? That was David Safek. So what's the raya lahalacha from this Gemara? Huh? So the two sides both bring a raya from this Gemara. Those who say you could, they say, you see, you could. Achi tashma paskin this mutter. L'chay rat atzoros. Why is it atzoros? Why did Achi tashma say it's mutter? He didn't say it because it's because of the fashion. He said because the issa of erasing Hashem's name, the Torah itself says, is nitka for shalom bayis. So memela from there we could learn that this aveira, the aveira of erasing Hashem's name, is mutter for a tikkun. In other words, erasing Hashem's name is only an aveira when it's mekalkel Hashem's name. But when it's for a tikkun of shalom bayis, and certainly to save lives, so this is an aveira which the Torah said is mutter. So if I care, the Rishon Kluga brings it right the other way, then it's awesome. Because even Achitai who passed in its mother only because he had a Kabbal Chaimah from Saita. Well, enough the Kabbal Chaimah from Saita, then he would have passed in its Asr. You see, from here, Raya Mahachmir. Right place can pass in Mahachmir. That Maisa that Rishon Kluga brings, and Rishon Kluga is a big Hanoi. And he writes that if this Rav who passed in its mother does not get up and say publicly, and he made a toss, he says, I won't rest until I make sure he loses his job, and they fire him, they run him out of town. That's a very strong lashon. And he writes in the tshuva that they asked the Belzer Rebbe, who was the letter written to him, who was right. He said, no, it's so if he did. He also held that he wasn't allowed to do it. He said, once he did it, so I bet it's out and that he'd be healed, because at least it will turn out. The payoff. What? Now? Now he needs more issues. The thing I didn't understand about this, I don't understand the Rambam. Like Muman Hashem. If you hope it doesn't work, it's just superstitious, it doesn't work, then Abadi is, and Rambam's not going to argue. Now, if you have a segula that doesn't work, so of course you can't be Mechal Shabbos for it. No Shaila, no, it's not going to be a Machlai. And if it does work, what's shot in the Rambam that it's awesome? I don't understand. Right? If it works, if a person's dying, so if you hope it works to write a letter to his Rebbe, and Rambam, you're passing even a suffix if it'll work. So Abadi should be Mutter. What?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the Shabbos Gemara? If you know it's going to work, so what's the, what was the whole Shabbos Gemara? The Rafus school just works, so Abadi can do it. Elamai, Rafus school is it can't do. Even if it's going to work, what's the logic to that? Yeah. And that's big up shot.
It's not always
so even a medicine which is a soft it could work, you're allowed to do it. In fact, I don't understand. There's a tomb that took the Yazid with after Kasha. He says that since it works because of Lichti is somebody davens for you, so it's like a rule that Shem Shem Kavim Skala Ladrisha Kach Mekam Skala Prisha, which means in this context that if sending the letter would work for you, so not sending the letter because of Kavod Shabbos should work the same. The only is a skula anyway, so if you refrain from it because of the halacha, you can't end up worse. That's once the halacha is against it. So it means that if you can save this person by Shabbos or without Shabbos. So therefore, we'll do it without the Rosh Hashanah. Regular medicine, it's not that way. A person will bring it to the Shabbos. I'm talking about the Shabbos, but it's a therapist, so they have a different one. That's just true. Right, there's one other Indian, which is too late, that I will talk about Sunday, but it's a real, it's a halachic Indian, which is a big machlokes achrayim. If gram mechikas Hashem is in this deraisa, if doing something which causes Hashem's name to be erased, but not erasing it, be a dying, that's in this deraisa. It's a machlokes, the Abni Nezer, the Yerodeya, Simishin Ayin. I think it was Aleph Buhay, basically, is done. And then the Yehuda, Tinyana, or Achayim Yudzayim is the Barplokas. They argue if the Chitas Hashem is an Isser, there are many Nakaminis, there's Manazer, with Shamus or with newspapers, you can put it in a place where it's going to end up erased. You put a Shamus in a place where it's going to end up, the guy's going to take it and erase it. That's also in that. So, Yitz Hashem will discuss that on Sunday.